That's right, and that was the great challenge for us to rebuild a very old church, which was in the heart of the people, as known as Baroque Church, and then destroyed completely in the Second World War. And now to give this church a new, how can I say, a new kind of clothes, to show that the church has a future, that there will come future to us. And this is the message of this statue of Christ you saw already. This is a Christ who comes towards you with wide open arms. And that is, I think, the most important message of the whole church, that Christ will come from future towards us to show us he comes with open arms. And for us, it was important to give this message to everyone who comes into the church, if Christian or not, believer or non-believer, or someone who is just searching for the essentials of his life, or even if there come Jews or Muslims. We are here a very, very multicultural society in Augsburg. And for everyone, this message must be clear. There is a community that believes in Christ who comes with open arms.
It's a historical period when the people don't look so much to the sky. That's the problem. Yeah. Don't look for a church.
Yeah, that's right. But I think in the center of our heart, in the center of our heart for everyone, there is a longing. That's what I said to the architect. We have to show the longing who is in everyone, and to give this longing a language, to show this longing which is speechless and wordless in us, to show this with images and with architecture and all this, so that many, many who come here will perhaps have a glimpse of this longing which is already there in their heart, in the deep of their heart.
And sometimes people look at the church like the church of no.
That's a pity, you know, that people have only this moral look on the church. But our message is more than moral. It is life in fullness. It is full life in every kind of aspect. So I think this is our great challenge for us priests and for everyone who believes in Christ, to show the other people that it is a joy to believe. It is a joy to have the evangel and all that, you know. It's not easy. I must confess that it's not easy, but it's possible, because there are really a lot of people who come all the day in the church, and even young people. And I see they are not coming as tourists. They come into the church and they go they sit down and they are searching a time, a quality time of to be quiet, to listen, to be there, just to be there. And this is great.
Which is the importance for people of scandals, of abuses, of bad things that we discover it inside the church?
First of all, I would say this is the task for the church herself, to not only to deal with all these things which are now open, which is good as well, because all the time it was behind the curtain, you know, and everything which is behind the curtain, that's not good. And for the church, it was not good. And now it's open. That hurts, and that's really, really, really horrible. But that's our task to deal with that and to overcome it, so that people will newly see the essentials of our faith. But it will be a long time, I think, still a long time. I'm suffering about that as well, because it's really it hurts.
It seems difficult for people to believe in God, but it seems so easy to believe in other things.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, to feel as a religion, some kind of regime, a style of life,
yes,
or some people who speaks, or ideologies, or do you agree about that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I say really often, that I'm wondering about that, because our faith is not so abstruse and absurd. And the things in which people believe are really strange things. But I think it's because they lost the conscience of the mystery in their selves, you know. There is a space in us which is empty. It's the tabernacle in every human being. And you can live without the consciousness of this mystery in yourself. And then you have to find plenty of things to give a sense to your life or something like that. But I think the truth is you have to keep this empty space in yourself for the mystery of God. And in this, that's what the mystics say all the time, in this space of emptiness, God speaks to your soul.